About 400,000 homes and businesses in Michigan are still without electricity after high winds knocked out power to much of the state on Wednesday. Temperatures are expected to be in the teens tonight as families hunker down for another night in the dark. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman has this look at how some folks are faring.
Jackson Shockey is 7 years old. He lives in Westland with his mom and dad, Joe and Rachel Shockey, and his big brother Lucian. Jackson's sitting on a black couch in his living room next to a table scattered with playing cards. He says so far the blackout's been kind of cool.
Well, it's kind of like camping, but in your house, kind of. With a lot of candles and a lot more light.
Lucian and Jackson have been using the time without TV or video games to practice the violin. There's also a bass guitar, a guitar case, and pages of sheet music laying around the living room. When playing music gets old, the whole family plays cards to pass the time. Jackson tried teaching me the game Casino. He says you start with four cards in your hand and four cards on the table, face up.
If you have any of the same cards up here, such as this three, such as the six, you take that.
He played as mom. It was a tie. The Shockeys have been able to stay home without power because they have a wood-burning stove to heat food and stay warm. Some people don't have that option. That's why cities like Detroit have opened warming centers to get people out of the cold and to power up their cell phones. Caleb Claudio is a Wayne State University student and a volunteer with the American Red Cross.
Anyone who has infants, anyone who has maybe elderly family members, just so they can come in here, we're providing food and water and other drinks for them, a place to sleep.
Claudio is stationed at a warming center in northwest Detroit. He says on Thursday evening, people were trickling in.
We found that as it got later, more people were coming in, finding out that it was a bit more challenging than they had hoped.
During the daytime, some people have found other ways to deal with the power outage. Melissa McCavage is from Bloomfield Hills. She checked into a Hampton Inn in Ann Arbor Friday with her three daughters, ages 8, 12, and 14. She says she and her daughters have been moving around a lot the last couple of days.
Driving around, yep, going from the library to bookstores. My children haven't had school for the past 2 days because the school has been out as well. We had a membership at Lifetime, so we were able to shower there. And just trying to keep busy and warm, and wherever there were phone chargers, that's where we were at.
Melissa says all in all, her daughters have been dealing with the situation well.
They've been troopers, they've been great, but we're kind of missing our routine and missing, you know, just normalcy, that's all. They've been reading a lot of books, which has been great, but they're even kind of tired of that, so.
Consumers Energy says it expects to have power restored to the vast majority of its customers by midnight Saturday. DTE Energy, which supplies power to millions of people in Michigan, says the outages should be fixed by early next week. I'm Bryce Huffman.